Blog Talk Radio.
Sister Wenda, I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your offerings or letters of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E. 37083. If sending packages, you will need to include the street and number with that. It's Charles Dowell Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, and Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
All right, shalom, 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 the King is coming. Well, we are, what are we at, 22nd. So we got basically 3.5 weeks. 3.5 weeks out. Almost 4. 1, 2, 3. A little under 4 weeks. Before Pascha is here. Passover. I'm sure that many of you have been keeping up with Patreon. I mean, I've been putting out a lot of stuff over on Patreon, as well as YouTube. And there's a lot going on in this dead season as we approach the turn of the year for us. Of course, those of us who are really highly involved with the Most High, we would rather for them to come than to have to endure another year on this wicked earth. That's just the truth. That's the set-apart way. Well, I greet you all in the precious name of Yahshua HaMashiach Jesus Christ. Glad to have each and every last one of you here on Blog Talk Radio. Oh, yeah, by the way, guess who I met this week at the gas pump? Denzel McGee. Oh, yeah. You know, he's doing the same old thing he always doing. Repenting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You understand what I mean? Well, putting his foot in his mouth. But he has literally done went from bad to worse. He doesn't believe in the Messiah, he also doesn't believe in keeping the Sabbath day no more. But he still believes in keeping the commandments. You know, I'm trying to figure out
how you do that.
I don't know how you do that, man. And of course, you know, not keeping the feast. You know what I mean? You don't have to keep the feast. Because you can't keep the feast outside of Jerusalem.
Mercy.
You know what I mean? I know that his little spies, minions, or whatever you call these yes men and all the other people, whatever you want to call them. I know they spy on our liberty. Listen, once I get this message back to him, you tell that young man that he come over here. If he comes back to me, tell him to submit. Likewise, you younger, submit yourselves unto the elders and be clothed with humility. And then what the book says?
What it says.
I mean, after all, Yah did bring him to me, and not me to him.
Yes, instruction.
And he, I mean, the man, I think he's finished, though. because he done blasphemed the name of Jesus. He don't believe that the renewed covenant is applicable of today. This is what happens when the spirit of anti-Messiah enter in on people, especially when they, you know, Paul, he warned us about, he said that there will be people that will be novices, lifted up with pride, that would fall into the condemnation of the devil. That's what he said.
Yes.
And, of course, now he brags that he got 7 wives and 18 children. I said, 7 wives, 18 children, huh? I said, well, let me think about this for a second. So let me ask you a question. How many people, how many men in your congregation has more than one wife? Any of them married? No, they got girlfriends. You're their girlfriend. But can't find none of them that's submissive. That sounds like a cult, don't it? I mean, after all, he's getting them all, and nobody else has any. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he ain't doing a work. He ain't doing a lick of work in his life. He ain't doing no work at all.
He's soft.
He run around gangstering. He just found another way to pimp and to gangster with these airheaded people that can't discern. You understand what I mean? I deal with these young people all the time, man. They think they know something, don't know nothing, man.
Snot nose.
And so he don't believe in the Sabbath, don't believe you have to keep the feast days. You know, wouldn't you say I'm a skilled debater?
Yes.
You know, especially after two.
Very marked.
And this cat right here, man, he ain't never really had no debate with number one. You know, they have arguments back and forth. He don't know how to debate, man. He don't know how to debate.
No, he
don't do that. And, matter of fact, he owes 40 acres. Remember that? He made that boast about, if he could prove something, I think about King David being the Messiah. Oh, I meant to bring it up to you, Brother Shane. Check this one out. All right. I asked him. I said, I'll tell you what. You know, I don't want to throw too much out there because I know the day is going to come when his young, pride, arrogant ass is going to try to actually accept my challenge of the debate.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And so I asked him a question. I said, so let me ask you a question then. Watch this one. They got an answer for everything, though. Watch this. I said, so when David said, say to my Lord said to my Lord, sit down on my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool. You remember that?
Yes.
So I asked him, I said, so who is he talking to? Oh, man, that's easy. I'm all ears. I'm listening. You know what I mean? I'm hearing. I want to hear it. I'm all ears. You know what he said? He said, that wasn't David writing that. David had a servant. And David's servant wrote that. I said, man, y'all got wiggle room for everything, don't you? David wrote the Psalms.
Yes.
And David was a poet.
Yes.
A warrior and a scribe and a prophet.
Mm-hmm.
No, he, by the way, he ain't Prophet McGee no more. Now he's pastor. Only one problem, though. Nobody ordained him to be a prophet. Nobody ordained him to be a pastor. See, I'm talking about a thing that's fucked up.
Self.
Mama called. Remember, Mama called him. Mama called, Daddy sent. And I sit and listen to these things and see the strong delusion and how real it is. It's just literally real. But, hey, what are you going to do? What are you going to do about it, brother? I mean, somebody has got to be deceived.
Yes.
Somebody got to be deceived.
Filled word. Yes, sir.
Hey, it is what it is. Somebody has got to be the son of perdition, and somebody has got to go to hell.
Oh, yeah. It's written.
Yeah, it's written. Hey, that's a good statement, man. It is written. We got a lot of people that's done signed up on Patreon, which is good.
Praise God.
Yeah, because I actually put out more content now on Patreon. I only just throw bones out on YouTube. You know what I mean? I just throw a few bones here and there. You know what I mean? It's my little fishing line. But that's pretty much what's going on in the world of today besides us here at Straightway is working unbelievable. Not only on the land, but on the tabernacle and then Not only that, brother, you seen the field line, didn't you?
Yeah.
Seen the field line?
Be gone too.
That's 400 foot of field line.
Ooh.
And you seen that them 90-something tons of rock out there,
that's
too.
A lot of rock.
Yeah, yeah. You know what all that's for, too, don't you?
Yeah.
What is it for?
That's for the septic system.
Yeah, for the septic system. I think it's the third time.
Yes.
The third time. Third time. I wish I could just get people to hear. You know what I mean? I hate taking if people would just be obedient. I hate to take y'all's offerings and stuff and to put it on something repetitive. You understand what I mean? I have to keep doing the same thing over and over and over again.
Yeah,
I
mean, do something meaningful.
Yeah, meaningful. Yeah, do something meaningful with it besides over and over again and again and again. We getting old, bro, Shane. You know what?
Oh, yeah.
We getting old, man. Man, we getting old. That's part and parcel of life, though. Hallelujah. But we're in this because not only have we crossed over from death to life because we love the brother, but we're going to cross over Jordan. I promise you that, going into the promised land. So anyway, you know, another thing, another subject I'm going to have to deal with, Brother Shane, is keeping the feast outside of Jerusalem. You know, you get finished busting up the lunar Sabbath. You know, I bust that all hell. I just tore that thing up, man. Show you how schizophrenic people got to be to believe that mess. Now I got to bust up a doctrine about you can't keep the feast outside of Jerusalem. So I asked him, I said, tell you what was the first Passover kept at? Oh, that's when he was in captivity, Ms. Rand. I said, where are we at now? Well, and he started tap dancing, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Now I went over to the New Covenant, and I can show you what Paul kept the Passover, man, in Asia Minor. But it don't apply because they in the best New Testament. It don't fly today, you know. These folks, man, I tell you.
On the outside.
See, there's something when it's talking about, you know, the young whippersnapper. You know, man, coming up, man, you ain't never seen us rebel against authority, man, these old hoary-headed men or nothing like that. Man, we honor them and respect them. Now we the old men.
Yes.
And so there's an honor and respect that has to be there simply because, you know why? We've been living this and doing this from our youth up. We can literally say from our youth up, and I'm not talking about teenage, I said from our youth in our early 20s, in our 20s. We've been doing this. And we have stayed the course.
Yes.
We have went through wind and tide, ups and downs, successes, failures. Through it all, we're still here. Still here. We can only hope that y'all learned by examples. And right now, as it stands, we got projected 660 people to be here. It's probably going to be about 600. There's still a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
We're figuring things out. And as we go along, and needless to say, we're spending an extraordinary amount of money to be able to receive the Israelites, the saints of the Most High Yah. We enjoy the feast. We definitely enjoy the feast. Now let me ban this cat here real quick. You know, you always got these, what they call these people, the foul, vulgar. How you get them? You don't do that?
Not in this, no, sir.
You don't know how to ban him? Oh, there it is. Hold on. Hide user from channel. Hey, that's pretty quick. That'll do. That's pretty minute. Well, he's gone. Now, I don't know if I can actually take another debate. I mean, when you take the ignorance of that blasphemer called Roberts, or Ray, what's his name? Rayock. Whatever he called his name.
Mr. Welsh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. False accent and everything. When you get finished going through that, and then you go through a dumb theologian, I would hate to even be called a theologian after that display. That dismal display is embarrassing.
Future.
Being be called a theologian, man. I'd take that title right off my name. That thing, between all the videos up there, Brother Shane, has got over 30,000 hits. And all of that, you want to hear something else? We still ain't got a video from Jacob's Well Church. You know, they promised us their video copy and audio copy.
Shameful.
Oh, yeah, yeah, but see, that's what I'm saying. They're Christians. There you go again.
Yeah.
They, you know, they don't keep their word.
No.
They don't keep their word. They're Christians, man. They're doing the Christian thing again. Anyway, and Brother Allen is rolling new songs. And we got some very good instrumental songs, but we really truly do. We just ain't put no words to them yet. But anyway, we're going to get on here with the broadcast here tonight. You got anything, Brother Shane?
No, sir. I'm going to
get on
there and get on.
All right. We're going to get on here to broadcast tonight. The drink of the night is a Kendall Jackson Grand Reserve Merlot. KJ, Grand Reserve Merlot. Hope y'all had a wonderful week. Hey, check this out. I want y'all to hear this now, all right? I'm going to read this, all right? And I've already went over this with the ministry attorneys. And, of course, Brother Kabir, he shared it with me, all right? There's that Jacob's World Church up there that Kabir gave hundreds of thousands of dollars to. Hundreds of thousands of dollars to. And the church went to a law firm, and they wrote a letter to Kabir. Now, when I first got the letter, I told Kabir, I said, it ain't nothing but just a drafted letter with requests and suggestions in it. Nothing legal, nothing binding. You know what I mean? No attorney-client privilege there because there's no suit involved. I said, but yet and still, anybody know what 1 Corinthians chapter 6 says? It says, dare any of you having a matter. Just let you know that these Christians ain't worth a damn. They really ain't. They don't believe the Bible. I can continue to keep showing you over and over again where people, they just don't believe the Bible. They just don't do it. So anyway, apparently, Brother Kabir's influence up there, and he gave hundreds of thousands of dollars to that church, and apparently his family is still going to that church. All right? Or I'm going to say her family still going to that church. And still going to church, and I want y'all to listen to this. She lied on that man. You know, people have no conscience today. None whatsoever at all. But I want to read you the letter that these attorneys sent to Brother Kabir. And I can't even pronounce a lot of these names because they are Jewish names. Winnezek, Jackels, Dahl, and Bradcock, attorneys at law, Green Bay, Wisconsin. Look what he says. Look at this. Mohammed Kabir Bajabir Yamilian and R.E. Living Hope Church. This is what the attorneys for Living Hope Church wrote to Kabir. Dear Bajamil Yamilian, we are the attorneys for the Living Hope Church of 1840 West Mason Street, Green Bay, Wisconsin. And we are writing you at the request of the church. For your information, I have personally represented the church for almost 40 years, and I know that the church and its representatives have had a very positive impact on the Green Bay community with their lying ass. Anyway, I'm going to try not to put my assertions in there. Okay. The church has done a great deal of good for many people. Oh, okay. We understand that you used to attend the church with your ex-wife and children, but that you no longer attend since your divorce, although your ex-wife and children still do. We've had an opportunity to review some of the videos which you have produced and which you have published on YouTube. In those videos, you accuse Living Hope Church. Ain't no accusation. It's just a flat-out truth. Plus, our brother got recordings, too. And some of it personally, and some of its personnel and attendees are breaking up families. They do break up families because they don't obey the Bible. And breaking up your family in particular, I suspect that deep in your heart, you know this is not true. Kabir is a straight-up, honest, straightforward man. All those folks are liars, just like this attorney is a liar. In any event, on behalf of the church, we are writing to request that you do the following. Notice, this is where keenness come in. They are writing to request. This is their request. Number one, remove these defamatory videos from all forms of social media and other publications. No, he ain't got to move shit. Number two, refrain from posting published defamatory videos and other defamatory materials that mention Living Hope Church or its personnel or attendees in the future. He ain't got to do none of that. It ain't your property. He can say what he want to say. Freedom of speech. Number three, not communicate with any personnel of Living Hope Church, including without limitations, pastor, staff, deacons, elders. He don't talk to none of them anyway because they all running dirty. You know, the Bible says the wicked flee with no man pursuing, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. Number four, not to enter or be up on the property of Living Hope Church. All of it is just request, though. That's all they're doing is requesting. But Kabir ain't got no attention in none of these wicked people anyway. These are devils. All right? If you cannot abide, isn't that amazing? By these requests, and he ain't going to abide because he ain't your damn servant, dog. The Living Hope Church would have no choice but to seek restraining orders prohibiting these activities. Go have fun, try to put some restraining orders because he ain't been there. He don't go there no more. He ain't been on their property. See how they do? They try to muscle people through their little fancy letters and everything else. Look at this request now. Any event that the church may also seek other remedies for defamation. Well, go ahead and try. I'm sure he can defend himself pretty well because, it's kind of hard to prove liable when you're telling the truth. If you have any question would like to discuss this, please contact me and do not contact representatives of Living Hope Church. Ain't nobody going to contact you. You ain't even worth the time of the day to be contacted. Who give a damn if you are an attorney? Nobody give a shit. That's amazing, isn't it? Ah, boy. And so, after talking to our attorney, and when I was reading the letter, she said, I couldn't help. I'm trying to keep myself from laughing, Pastor. Number one, they have to prove damages. There ain't no damages except they just some lying dogs. And it's just overkill. Words from our attorney. Anyway, it's sad. It's so sad. And can y'all believe that Kabir ain't never been in jail before in his life until he started telling the truth about this Bible? Next thing you know, man, they all go to the law over stupid stuff. Amazing, isn't it? Well, needless to say, the fellowship up there is growing exponentially. It really truly is in Green Bay. I told Kabir exactly what was going to happen. I told him that place is going to, I'm telling you, that thing's going to blow up, and it is blowing up. Right now, I think there's at least, on Sabbath up there now, there's at least 20 people, if not more, that is attending the fellowship up there now. And we have, in Straightway, I believe 9 communities, an innumerable amount of home fellowships. Man, I wonder who in the world signed into my Gmail account. I thought I was the only one had that. Let me find out who's doing this. Who has signed into my Gmail account? Let me check this activity. Because I'm going to block it. How'd they get that? Minutes ago, okay, it's got to be the dining hall, all right, Brother Shane down there, I know Brother Brian is not scheduled to come home until next week. But Brother Brian is just chomping at the bit, and we're going to pull him up, too. We're going to pull you up here, Brother Brian. He is literally chomping at the bit. I got to find his phone number. He's in his caller queue. There he is. All right, brothers and sisters, what we're going to do is we're going to go to Brother Brian here and let him give some clarity on this. Brother Brian, Pastor Dow, my brother, you there?
Shalom, Pastor Dow. Yes, I'm here.
Hey, shalom, shalom. Go ahead, my brother. Let us hear what you got to say on this.
Oh, yeah. Well, I couldn't help, and, man, I was listening to you discuss the the letter from Brother Kabir's so-called church, and it, you know, just it made my skin, made my hair stand up, so I thought I'd call in, and I'm enjoying a little break here with my family, be back on, next Shabbat to get deep into this, back into this contract stuff, but I thought, you know, something that just sparked my interest was, you know, anytime one of these bar attorneys, right, capital B-A-R, all caps, dog Latin, anytime one of these agents of the British Royal Crown that represent the corporation, that's how they've held Israel down through this church system, these corporations, these 501c3s. And for them to, I'm actually surprised that they have the gall to put it in writing and to engage Brother Kabir at the level that they did, because remember, they've just opened themselves up for battle, because
so
they're stupid enough. You bet they're stupid enough to put it in writing and to make false, slanderous, libel accusations about our brother.
Mm-hmm.
So what they technically did is they just opened a can of whoop ass that should proceed, because one, the three or four things you mentioned right there were lies. They basically lied and said that they didn't break up his family, for one. We all know that's a lie. But the fact is, they sent a threatening letter, which, you know what, Brother Kabir, we need to hook up and we need to have some counsel and talk about a simple thing called an affidavit of truth. And it's a simple form. That's what I've been telling all these brothers. Man, all brothers down in Houston are hearing it nonstop, but an affidavit is the man's ultimate form of truth. It's a scriptural document. It's my word. It's a man's word. And no attorney, no judge, no corporation can hide from it once it's entered. And I guarantee you, you send a nice affidavit custom tailored for that church and the lies and the abomination that they are, they'll shut right up. Because then they'll be on the hook, because they need to be put on notice. For them to go on the offensive against Brother Kabir, that pisses me off, and it should piss everybody off, because they're liars, and they've done more damage, and we all know they've done damage, and there's a simple way to handle it. It's called an affidavit of truth. We could call them out left and right for no stirring the pot. No, there's no wicked spirit here. But for them to engage and then to basically try to threaten Kabir to make him – to try to silence him is all they did.
But,
you know what? You bet. That bar attorney, he's a bar – see, you could just simple affidavit him back and say, you're an agent. You're a foreign registered agent, right? Because all bar attorneys are foreign agents to this country. They're basically agents of the British Royal Crown. They're agents of the Pope. These are the devils. These are the bastards, the mamzers that have enslaved all of our children, our families, through this corporation called Rome. But anyways, I just wanted to call in. I thought that was – I can't believe that they actually sent a letter.
Yeah, that's pretty bold and arrogant, isn't it? What much gall do you have to do something like that?
Well, they're obviously nervous, Pastor Dow. They're nervous because they and everybody else is they're observant of the awakening that's taking place, this great awakening, and they're panicking and they're trying to do whatever they can to manipulate, to threaten, to do all that. But hey, you know what? Man, there's a call right there. Everybody go on YouTube and start talking truth about our dear brother Kabir. I mean,
yeah, I was getting ready to say that, man. I say they can't stop all the Israelites from getting out there making up some videos about it. I promise you that.
They certainly can't. And nobody do it in with any bad ill intent. Go speak truth. Speak truth to wickedness, right? Speak truth to it.
Man, I tell you. Brother Brian, I appreciate that wealth of knowledge, man. You told the truth on that, too. That one slipped my mind about the affidavit, but that's true.
Yes. All right. Well, Kabir, when you're ready, give me a call, brother. We'll go over it, and then Pastor Dow, you can proofread it and give it the thumbs up.
All right, my brother. One love, man. Israel strong.
All right. Love you. Love you.
Love you, my brother. Ah, we got a lot of intelligent people in this ministry. I keep telling you. Oh, boy. I like doing stuff the old-fashioned way. You know what I mean? You got a problem with me, man. Let's just pick a piece of ground, and let's go out there and sell it on a piece of ground and then be done with it. I mean, how about that? But anyway, let me go on here. Hey, check it out. Y'all know that Brother Brent is making tactical Kydex holsters. Y'all already know. He's getting so much work now. I told him that more than anything, I'd like to be able to build him a little shop because this thing is going viral. I mean, because he's making, the holsters better than what you buy online. And they're charging a hell of a lot for a less quality product. He's got adjustable hoses, slots, and everything. This one he made for Buzz Daniel Mir. This is an appendix carry. Mid-range, sweat guard on it. Flexible, just like mine is. Also, a magazine holder. Tactical light. Check that one out. Hold on, Israel. I got to let you see this one. Check this one out. Look at that thing right there. I mean, look at that thing right there. Look at that. Brother Brent built that, and he put a slot in here to adjust it. But not only that, you can actually remove, you know, these this magazine guard. You can take and put this clip on over here and use it for single. There's so many options available on this. He's got some you can slant and everything. I mean, just beautiful. And the back of it, he made it with a solid color right there. Just wonderfully done at a fraction of the cost of what these people are charging online. We have an Israelite in our own ministry that can make these, and you can probably, for the price you pay for one of them things out there, you can get two or three of these different ones. And here's another one that he did, right here. And here's the back of it right here. And this one has a high sweat guard on it. Check that out. Is that not beautiful? Is that not beautiful? Man. This is inside the waistband right here to make sure it doesn't grab on the pants right here. Brother Brent is doing all this. And he's doing good. I mean, the brothers are just loving it because brothers told him, man, I got holsters that I bought from people. I can't stand the things. That's what he said. He said, man, I literally can't stand the things. Also want to show you something. This is my AR-15 pistol. It's actually a pistol, believe it or not. Don't have a magazine in the magazine well right here. Just to make sure when I handle this, make sure that the weapons is clear. There it is. This is an AR-15 pistol. It actually shoots 223, 556 rounds. Brother Gideon turned me on to this Israeli Metro Pro Mike 21 sight right here. Don't know if you can see it or not. Metro Pro Mike 21 sight. It actually has a holographic image, almost like the EOTech. This thing is beautiful. You can actually carry this and use it, especially in your travels, like a pistol. Now, the whole idea is when you fire this, because I think, according to the ATF and stuff, you're not supposed to be able to shoulder it, because this is superior firepower right here. See how it's in there? They're nice and secure. And, boy, you can lay it down. Bum, 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 boy, you can lay it down. Also have some sights on the front. Have some pop-up sights in the rear, because you always need backup sights on the weapon. And the reason why you need backup sights on the weapon is just in case. You know, you never know when these sights one day will actually go out, and you have the backup sights, and you have them zeroed through the actual holographic image. I have the clothing. I see this one. There you go. And when this goes out, all you do is remove this, and then you still have your iron sights that you can actually go through. This is an AR-15 pistol. My lower is a Spikes Tactical. My upper is a Phase 5. A Phase 5 is 7.5-inch barrel. Awesome weapon. Awesome. Awesome weapon to have. Hallelujah. All right. I've done an extraordinary amount of videos on Patreon this week, as well as plenty of videos on YouTube. Many of you have a lot to learn out there, and I'm going to leave it at that. I've talked about all different things that's going on. You really need to pay attention to my words. All right. The Bible says that a man that has traveled much knows much. What it says. You travel much, you know much. Jesus told us if you don't have a sword, then you sell your cloak and you go buy one. That's what you do. Hallelujah. Yeah, man, that thing's loud. As a matter of fact, that thing is twice as loud as my AR rifle. I'm telling you, that thing is something else. I definitely wouldn't want to be on the receiving end of that. You got 30 rounds in that thing. Man, yeah, it is sweet too. Love it. And then people get on here. What kind of pastor are you? Well, wait a minute, I thought I was a cult. Y'all said I was a cult. How can I be a cult if we arm our people, train our people, and you actually get rebuked if you come to this ministry as a man and you don't have a sword? Isn't that something? Simply amazing, isn't it? You ain't seen all these crazy folks out here in the world nowadays. There's some crazy folks in this world today. But we are really, really, oh, man, we're working hard. Brother Bud and the brothers are doing a very good job on that roof of cutting out the tails and hanging the gables and getting it ready for the purlons. And I tell you, man, it is just that tabernacle. I went in there. During music practice day, I stopped for a second, went in there and stood in it, man. You know, it looks like it's a big building, but when you see that roof on it, boy, you look at it, you go, wow, man, this thing is huge. And we're pouring every bit of offerings and everything that we can into it to make sure we get it done. We want to make sure we got a good place for tabernacles. Not only are we working on the old tabernacle, but we have to, the new tabernacle, but we have to remodel the old tabernacle to make a day room, an office, a meeting room, counseling room, a nursery, and to make sure we have extra large bathrooms to be able to accommodate all the people that are coming. We got to make sure we have all that in hand. So we have an extraordinary amount of money. I do appreciate your contributions. I truly, truly do, because they really, truly go on that building. They do. And the reason being, think about this. A few years ago, the Most High put it on my heart that we need to expand the tabernacle. Now, you couldn't see it then because only about About 300 people? 300 people were coming to the feast a few years ago. Now we're up to 600. Now we see the reason why he wanted me to expand the tabernacle. It's a good thing that I'm in tune, isn't it? And, of course, when people come, I mean, it's just a beautiful thing. It's like a family reunion when we come together. It was amazing what Blog Talk Radio did. I'm going to have to talk to these cats. We're having too many technical difficulties because fifth day before last, the sisters that did a very good broadcast on the sisters on Arrested Development. And doing this broadcast on Arrested Development, they decided not to post it. It didn't come up until a few days ago. I mean, it's crazy what's going on in this world. Tell you what I do. I'll put on a break here just for a second. Bless you, Brother Steve, Sister Wendell, all my northern tribes of Israel up there. Let me get a new minister. Let me get a mail address break. I'll be right
Shalom,
back in a second.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E, 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell, Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Coming. I had some people send me an email and they said, Pastor Dowell. I said, Yeah, that's my name. What you want? They said, Pastor, we want to bless you. Could you please tell us what your favorite drink is? I said, sure, if you want to. I said, here it is. This is my favorite drink in the world. And it's Johnny Walker Blue Label. I'm going to tell you right now, it costs a little bit of money. On average, $250 a bottle. Now, you don't have to buy me one of these if you don't want to, but you ask, and here it is. All right, we got some good letters, too. I want to show you something else, too. They ended up getting in from Spikes Tactical. A nice lower. It's an AR-15 lower, or it could be an AR pistol lower. Very good. Very, very well built and everything, too. Tan. I really like this grip. It really feels good. Bro, Gideon, this man, this feels, man, you gotta wait till you put your hands on this, man. This feels so good. It really does. And somebody asked, well, dang, why you gotta have so many guns? Why you gotta have so many clothes? Hallelujah. All right, let's get on with this broadcast here tonight. Guest calling numbers, 310-982-4226, 310-982-4226. You may or may not hear automated voice. If you do, it should tell you to press number one to get into the calling queue. If you get into the calling queue, you'll be talking with Pastor Dow, and I'll be there to hopefully answer your question. If I have the answer, I will answer. If I don't, I won't. I just simply don't have the answer. Fair enough. Hallelujah. All right. So where are we at right now? Let's get up here in the caller queue. Let's go to Wisconsin, Brother Isaiah, calling number 262-262. This is Pastor Dow. You're on the Sherby Truth Radio broadcast. I can help you.
Shalom, Pastor. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
I had a question for you with Scripture, if you don't mind here. Get out this Bible real quick. I had a question with Psalms and instructions as well as guidance. Can you answer that for me? Hold on one
Psalm
second.
What?
Sorry, Pastor. One second here.
Bro, you understand you're on a radio broadcast. You should have this stuff
yes,
already
sir.
Ready.
Yes, sir. Sorry, I just had to pull over for a second. Proverbs 19:20, sir.
How about you said Psalms?
Proverbs, I'm sorry, sir. There was Proverbs 19:20. It's hear counsel and receive instruction. And then I also had two of them I was looking at. I just wanted to know what your take is on it and if they go hand in hand here. Proverbs also 5:23. He says, he shall die without instruction. So is that, because I never really thought about taking instruction until I had gotten counseled. You know, I would always just give the runaround, and I would always act like I didn't know how to explain myself when I knew how to explain myself very well. And, you know, and the Most High has been opening my eyes and understanding to the point where, you know, you have to be able to take this instruction. You have to repent. You can't just repent. You have to be 100% obedient. Like, he's not trying to hear these prayers. He wants, honestly, he keeps putting in my head submission, 100% submission, obedience, and nothing else. Nothing less. I wanted to get your take on those scriptures and, like, what type of spirit is that where you've been doing things your whole life by yourself for so long? You know, of course, Yah's guiding and Yah's there. But you've been doing it for so long that when people try to give counsel or try to say things, and you just basically shut them down and you just go in circles and circles and you shut them out. And it's, I just kind of wanted your take on the whole counsel thing, like what you have to say about that. And, you know, I just wanted to hear from you because my eyes are starting to be open that not only is this a good thing, but it's almost 100%. It's a necessary, it's almost like I used to shun away from it, but now I see it as one of the greatest ideas that I could have ever used.
All right, I'll go ahead and answer your question. All right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Look, the Bible teaches, and I'll go ahead and answer your question, and then and I'll let you go, okay, but I'll answer it online, so make sure you listen. First of all, number one, this generation, I ain't never seen so much arrogance and pride in all my damn life. I really, because I wasn't like that. when I was y'all age, in the 20s and 30s. If you don't believe me, when you come here, pull aside some of these men that have been knowing me from my 20s, late 20s, and early 30s into my 40s, now into my 50s. Ask them what type of man. Well, I don't understand this rebellion, this kickback, this clapback, this questioning. I don't understand this questioning, especially when you got somebody sitting up here as the hoary-headed people. Now, Proverbs 19:20 says, he that heareth counsel, all right, and receiveth instruction, counsel. You know you're only supposed to have one counselor among a thousand, one. But the word instruction, that is a bad English word for that particular word. I mean, that particular sentence. They use instruction for translation. It should be, hear counsel, and he that receiveth correction. You don't believe me, go look it up. Go look it up. It's the Hebrew word 4148, and that word means chastisement. That word, in other words, he that received chastisement. He that received correction. He that received check. He that received discipline. He that received rebuke. Look at this. That thou mayest be wise in the latter end. You know the reason why? Because there's been people that's been put up here in front of you that's a whole lot wiser than you. They know more about the ways of Yah than you do. And last time I checked, brother, you ain't even been walking in the ways of the Most High Yah a good year. I'm talking about in the ways of Israelite. I got 20 plus years in this. So not only just walking in it, but living it and doing it. And if I ordain someone or put somebody up in front of someone and stuff, I got enough wisdom to know what it is. What people need to learn how to do is put a hand over their mouth and learn how to shut up and learn how to receive instruction, correction, discipline. The book also says open rebuke is better than secret love. It says even if you despise chastening, you're no longer a son, but you are bastard. That's what the book says. Now I'm giving y'all something that all y'all go Google, go look up, go text, go figure out, go look it up. You're going to find out my words is true. And that's the reason why that we don't have too many young people that are wise today, because they don't simply know how to shut their damn mouth. I'm just going to real talk, be real. They don't simply don't know how to submit. They don't want to shut their mouth, and all the fears, you got a spirit of rejection. That's what that is. Spirit of rejection. And it's sad that you can't even, nowadays, to get people to even just hear wise counsel. I just don't get it. I don't get why people today have such a hard time, just so rebellious and so stubborn. I don't get it. I don't understand it for the life of me. 1 Peter 5:5 says, likewise ye younger. Now you ask yourself, you got somebody sitting in front of you, they 10 years older than you, that puts you younger. They 20 years older than you, you definitely damn young. You 30, they 30 years in front of you, you definitely are young. Likewise, you younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another. And the way this generation take it is, you got Rehoboam people trying to counsel the elders, and everybody's supposed to be listening to Rehoboam people like hell. And then it teaches this, and be clothed with humility, for Yah resisteth the proud, but give grace to the humble. There's got to be something, there's got to be some credit given for time and grace. I mean, I thought, when you listen to me on Shabbat, can't y'all tell that I speak totally different than anybody in this world? Can't you tell that I'm not a fool? If I say something you don't understand, that's the time you need to put a hand over your mouth and then go and research the matter and check it out. Because it's probably something you ain't never dealt with before in your life. And you just coming to this. Am I making sense? And some of you are just discovering how rebellious you are because you've been raised by this generation. What do they call y'all, millennials? Millennials or something like that? I don't know what the hell they are, but this is anyway. Ah, hope you got your answer. Let's go to Oklahoma. Call number 580, Sister Payton. Sister Pat, Sister Payton, passed out. Can I help you?
Yes, this is Robert Quarterman.
Who?
And I wanted to tell you, Shabbat Shalom.
Yeah, speak close to the mic, brother.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, speak close. Go ahead.
Okay, I had called last week, and I couldn't get in, but I was just calling to get on with Straightway, and I wanted to congratulate you on your award that you have received.
Yeah, that is something, isn't it? Hebrew Man of the Year.
Congratulations on it. And then I had another question. I had got baptized before, and it's been heavily on my spirit to get baptized again. But it wasn't by somebody who was in the truth. It was in when I was in Christianity.
Well, then go get baptized again.
No, I would like y'all to baptize me, or well, you or somebody in or Straightway in Kansas, I should say.
Yeah, Pastor Corey is right next door to you. Call him down and I'll get his contact information. Straightway Kansas out there and get off the Pastor Corey and he'll get you baptized.
Okay. And then I had a brother here. He wanted to ask you a question.
Sure.
Okay. And congratulations again and Shabbat Shalom to you. Here he is.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I don't know. I think they're going to present it up in Detroit, Michigan in July. But hey, I'm honored to know that I'm the Hebrew Man of the Year. Man, I didn't know that. That's pretty humbling. At least somebody there was looking at the work. What you got, brother?
I just want to say Shabbat Shalom, and I would like to make me and my family known to the ministry.
Okay. What's your name?
Dalton.
Dalton, all right.
We've been in the truth for since September. My wife, she's been in the truth for a little while longer than me. And I started studying and doing my research, and I realized what was going on.
Well, at least you're in the truth now, my brother. Y'all stay connected, okay?
All right. Thank you. Shabbat Shalom.
Hallelujah. Shabbat Shalom. Man, got another family out there in Oklahoma. Man, we got a block number up here. I'm going to skip you for right now. I'll come back with you. Maryland, call number 240-240. This is Pastor Dowell, Universal Straightway Truth Radio broadcast. I can help you, Maryland.
Hello?
Yeah, hell is low. Hell is very low.
Hey. Yeah. Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Pastor Dowell, I've been trying to get in touch with you for a long time, but wasn't able to do so. I want to get straight to the point. My question for calling you right now, I want to ask some advice on what you could give somebody that might consider themselves to be a targeted individual. I consider myself to be one. I was a targeted individual since I was young, but I didn't.
Hold on one second. I can't make out your words. First of all, what's your name?
Chris Wilson. I'm from D.C.
Okay. Christopher, so you're asking what an individual that's considered himself to be what?
A targeted individual.
Oh, a targeted individual. Targeted for what?
Yeah, but hold on. More so from a spiritual perspective, meaning like you can be out somewhere minding your own business and then like some random people come up to you and start drama. Or you can be on the job and have like that bully for some strange reason loves to mess with you and probably try to have you, you know, removed off the job. That kind of like targeted individualism from a spiritual perspective. Even though you
okay.
Do nothing wrong with people, you try to be friendly, but for some reason people just hold contempt for you. What is that from a spiritual perspective, being that the person might have a righteous spirit?
Well, come on, brother. I mean, after all, if you are born again, truly born again, that means Satan has his minions that he's going to actually do whatever he can to make your life miserable and live in hell. I mean, all Israelites are targeted when it comes to living in this world because we just don't fit in it. What you need to do is learn how to bind and loose. Yahshua taught us how to bind and loose. He said, whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. And you can stop a lot of these maniacs from actually oppressing you and targeting you.
Yeah, it's very frustrating and enraging. I just, like, wanted to get some kind of combat skills in order to, you know, get rid of this. Because it's like their goal is to make that person's life as inconvenient as they possibly can until the person ends up committing suicide or do something to lash out and they end up in jail. And that's the goal from the first place. You know, they want to lock you inside a box so you don't change the status quo.
Well, you know, I've always been so strong spiritually that when my presence come around, the wicked flee. They always flee. I mean, because they know they was going to get preached to, or they want to hear what I had to say, or because my relationship was staying so close to Yah, the light was shining so bright, they didn't want to be around me. And I was happy. Gave me more peace. So I think that what you should do more than anything is concentrate on your relationship and getting closer to Yah.
I guess you're right, but
I ain't
gonna
guess to it.
That's what I want.
I'm living this thing.
You know, I want them to, instead of them attacking me indirectly, I want them to flee too, so I can have peace in my life. But right now, and it's just, it makes me a little bit hyper vigilant because it's like, dang, you know.
All right, bless you, brother. Yeah, y'all see what I'm talking about? People can't hear. Did I just not give him the answer? He called me asking for the answer. I told him exactly what to do. I guess you're right. No, you ain't no guessing to it. I am right. I am flat out right in this matter. I live this thing. Jeez. Carol, did you hear that? This generation is something else. This generation is something else. Y'all some hard-headed, stubborn, stiff-necked. Out all this people, y'all really truly are. Dang! Woo, boy. Mm. Let's go to Florida. Call number 904-904. It's Pastor Dow, you're on the Straight Shooter Radio broadcast. I can help you in Florida, Brother Jeff.
How you doing, Pastor Dow? Congratulations to you on the Hebrew of the year, sir.
No, well, thank you. Doing pretty good. Doing pretty well. How can I help you?
Okay. Yes, Pastor Dow. Well, I had a question here for you. I wanted to know, sir, you know, the United States of the Constitutional Rights, right? Was it before the Bible or after, sir? You know,
after the Bible, brother.
Okay. Way after the Bible. Right. Well, why I asked that question, because I was having a conversation with my cousin's wife, and I was telling her, you know, like, hey, yeah, I have a wife, meaning in a way that, you know, Like the scriptures say, you lay with a woman, she's your wife. Is that correct, sir? In the Hebrew culture, you know.
Yeah, it depends on what happened and what designation. It does a lot of variables to it, but pretty much in a nutshell, yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. So you know, then you know, I was telling her, and she was you know, like, she's your wife, huh? Like, yeah. So were you married by the judge, or did you went to a pastor or anything like that? I'm like, no, not. I didn't go to no courthouse or anything like that. What you do, you sit down with your spouse, and like you said, because I watched one of your videos, you make up a prenuptial contract, meaning an affidavit, and you sit down with your woman and you discuss what's going to be on that contract between you and her. Is that right, sir?
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, and it usually has to be adjudicated by people who know what the hell they're doing, and usually you also let a father know. You have to counsel with a father. So a lot of times people
right.
are just running out here carte blanche doing whatever the hell they want. They don't know what they're doing.
Exactly.
You know, you can only let a father do it when it's applicable that the father can know. You know what I mean? Or know what he's doing, because we live in such a mixed up, screwed up world today that people don't even know what the world's going on.
Right. I totally agree with you, Pastel. You know, and
all right. So get to
the point is that, you know, I was just saying, like, you know, I'll just explain to her that I don't need to go to the courthouse to get married or go see a judge or anything like that. You know, and she just like, you know, she was like rebutted with me. You know, because, you know, I had to say this past that. She's a Christian. You know, she go to a Baptist church.
Who are you talking about, man? You talking about the woman you allegedly got married to?
No. I'm talking about my cousin's wife. I was having a discussion with her.
Well, you don't owe her no answer. She ain't got no understanding. You don't owe her no answer, man. I mean, why even get in an argument? Why even discuss it with people on the outside anyway?
Well, I was not arguing with her. We were just having a conversation because I mentioned the word wife to her, and she kind of like, and you know, she's going to be like, okay, were you married by a pastor or did you went to the courthouse or do you got, you know, I'm like, no, you know, that's all, you know.
All right, my brother.
It was just, all right, Pastor.
So, bless you, brother Jeff. Let's go to Minnesota. Call number 612-612 is Pastor Dow. We're going to serve you two radio broadcasts. I can help you.
Hey, good evening, Pastor Dow. This is Emmanuel from Minneapolis.
Hey, how you doing, Emmanuel? I can help you.
I've been watching your podcast for a long time now. It's excellent, but I'll get straight to the point. I'm 34 years old, single. I'm a real estate investor. I do pretty well for myself. It's just that when I get an opportunity to meet, you know, these women out here, they're technically, you know, all the same. You know, me, I'm of this world, but I don't follow the ways of the world because, as you know already, everything is sin around us. Meet a good female, supposedly good, and she turns out to be the complete opposite. Basically, my point is, for somebody like me, for brothers like me, who can, you know, cut clear to the point and see a lot of these women, not all of them, but hey, I will say most, to see them for what they are, which is a lie. Where does one go? For, you know, for somebody like myself, you know, because it's difficult out here. You got a lot of men in tune with themselves, and you got a lot of men that are astray. But I believe in family structure and that family unit, and a lot of our women are just gone. They follow the way of the world. So basically, that's my question.
All right, my brother, I'll answer your question, okay?
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right, bless you. First of all, number one, y'all got to understand that the women of this generation, they all are stuck on them damn selves. They all are stuck on themselves. All their life, they've been told how wonderful and how beautiful and how all this and all that they are. And when they get to that point of view and that state of mind and stuff, they believe that they're the prize. No, they ain't the prize. You the prize. It sounds like you're a well-established young man. And you can't be going out there looking in the world and expecting to actually get an Israelite woman. Some of the best places to actually even meet Israelite women, especially when we come around for the feast days, where people travel from all over the face of planet Earth to come here. For the feast days, you get an opportunity. That don't mean that every woman that you meet, just because they have a head covering on and a skirt, is marriageable material. That doesn't mean. You have to actually know who their elder is so he can vouch for them, because many of them don't even have father figures in their life. And so there's a lot of proud women today, literally a lot of proud women today. And what I would tell you is, brother, is know what it means to find a wife. Because the Bible says when you find one, you obtain favor from the Most High Yah. A good wife, a good woman, is a woman of a meek and quiet spirit, which in the sight of Yah is of great price. So if you're up there in Minnesota or whatever it is, you need to try to, first of all, number one, if you're serious in the walk in the faith, try to get a hold of being in a home fellowship to where you can grow, because you got to be ready to receive a good woman when she comes around. Just because she's got a vagina and because she's classified as a woman don't mean that she's a woman. A lot of these women today are mistress mouth women. That's just flat out straight up true. You know the reason why I talk like this? Because it's such a tough generation. It's such a tough, arrogant, prideful generation. That's why I got to talk like that. Yeah, I still got the calendars. You go on there, you talk to Brother Steve, they're there. And also, yes, I do continue to keep stacking silver. But, brother, you're going to have to get close to the ministry to where we know you before we can actually recommend a good sister to actually be saddled up with a good man. Because you're looking for a good woman out there in the world, there ain't none. There ain't none. There ain't none. They have to be born again. Even at that, you still got to work with them because they got so much ways of the world. Think about it. If a woman, let's say a woman been in the faith 5 years, all right? Let's just say 5 years. And let's say she's 35 years old. Well, damn, she done had 30 years in the world. She ain't had enough time to turn the table, turn the tide, to actually know how to actually be a wife unless she's got a strong head in front of her and that she's submissive. But if you go to Zazzle, ZAZZLE.com, and I think Brother Stephen got it all up there. You type in Hebrew Israelite calendar straightway, it should pop up. And you'll be able to get a calendar. Glory to the King. Hope I answered your question, my brother. I'm telling you, people with these block numbers, I ain't answering you because I don't know who you are. We're on YouTube over here. We got 481 people watching. It could be a troll. No, I ain't answering no block numbers. 414-414 is Pastor Dow. You're on the Strawberry 2 Radio broadcast. I can help you.
Hey, bless you, my pastor. Brother
Mike.
Shalom.
Hey, Brother Mike.
Shalom, Shalom. Shalom, Shalom. Hey, man. No, I didn't really have nothing, Pastor. Just wanted to call in and just bless you, man. I just, you know, I wish peace upon you, man, watching these people call in. The only thing I could think of is Jethro when he spoke to Moses and said, surely you will wear away. That's all that's pretty much to have, Pastor. I really want nothing, man. Just want to call in and you know, just let you know that we still love you. We're thinking about you. Is everything okay with Cheyenne down there?
Yeah, she's doing fine. She's listening to the broadcast right now.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
What? You need to hear
her? No, I've been contacting her through the phone. It's no big deal. Just wanted to make sure that everything was going well with her down there.
Yeah, she's doing fine. Doing real good, Paul.
All right.
And if I don't get no bad reports, that's a good report.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, the boys can't wait to come back themselves. They've been begging already since they've been back. Man, when we going to go back? When we going to go back? They know we're Passover coming.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Man, I tell you, the more that, you know, we get a chance to come down there and spend time down there on the land, the more that they completely forget about all of the fun, the so-called fun that they used to have over here in this world, man. I mean, I got Joshua. That's all he does is talk about going down there and being able to go into the goat pen, and he was dealing with the goats. They were moving cows. Just everything. Now you don't hear none of that stuff in the world, none of it. And that's why I say, man, every time I get a chance to, I'm coming down there. Every opportunity I get, because it's really
all
got
right,
to for them to they be able to grow them into there. Yes, sir. I got you, Pastor. But again, bless you. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Good to hear your voice. Sound like Mike got a new pep in his step there. Let's go to D.C., Washington D.C. Brother Christopher's Pastor Dow. You know, Straight with Truth Radio broadcast. I can help you.
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor.
Shabbat Shalom.
I just wanted to give a little testimony about my visit last week. It was an edifying time. Learned a lot. Brother Mike, he was down there, and shoot, got to learn a lot. Peaceful. Everybody on that land is just wonderful people. Just wanted to get that testimony. That was it, Pastor. Thank you for having me out there.
Well, you're welcome, Brother Chris. I mean, you're welcome, man. I hope you got a renewed faith, man, and you're ready to run through a troop and leap over a wall and serve the Most High.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I thank you again. I needed those words of encouragement. And then a couple of days ago at work, they were talking about, you got to work Saturday. I'm like, I had to go off on them. Like, no, sir, no, sir, no, sir. No, sir. I was like, give me a key. I'll come in on Sunday, or first day. But other than that, nah, we ain't doing that no more ever again. Sorry.
That's how you do it, my brother.
And shalom, Pastor. Thank you again.
Shalom, Brother Chris. Good meeting you, my brother. California, 925, Sister Melina. This is Pastor Dowell, General Servitude Radio Broadcast. I can help you, Sister Melina.
Shalom, Pastor.
Hey, shalom. Hey, I want to let you know that I got your nice gift of Johnny Walker Blue Label with a personal engraved name of Pastor Dowell on it.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir. I just thank you. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you for truly being a meek, true man of Yah. I just say thank you so much. But I have a question for you. I know that you will take whatever offering that you get because you are very grateful whatever you do receive. But what is your preference? Do you prefer cash or do you prefer silver?
Yeah, I've answered that before, but I'll go ahead and answer now. In the day, when the Israelites used to travel, because you remember when we used to give tithe and offering, we used to actually, the tithe and offering was actually, because we're an agricultural people, it was bull, bullocks, turtle doves, you know, whatever you could actually bring for an offering. But then when it came to the feast days, if they lived in a far country, they had to travel. They would trade in their cattle, whatever it is, for kasef, which was silver or money then. All right? So,
yes,
that was the way they did it then. So today we have Federal Reserve notes. So I'm just as fine, and it's a whole lot easier for us if you bring Federal Reserve notes if you choose to do that. So if you want to bring Federal Reserve notes, bring Federal Reserve notes. You want to bring silver, bring silver. It's just that it's easy to deal with these greenbacks, you know, these things they call dollars, you can easily bring them as opposed to silver because you don't, like, for instance, if you're traveling from California, you know, you go through TSA and every damn thing else. Next thing you know, they want to know what you got in there, what is this silver for, and if you got too much of it, they may want to confiscate it, if you understand what I mean.
Yes, sir. I'm driving, and I'm coming from Washington.
Ooh, that's a long way. Well, if you drive, you know what I mean, whatever you do, if I was you, if it's going to drive that far, I would put the Federal Reserve notes in the trunk of your car.
Yes, sir.
All right?
Yes, sir. Thank you. Bless you. Shabbat shalom.
You be safe driving that far, too, okay?
Yes, sir. I'm meeting up with Sister Lala and her brother, so I'm not driving by myself.
All right. All right, bless you, my sister.
Yes, sir, bless you. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. Let's go to North Carolina, 919-919. Pastor Dowell, on the Servitude Radio Broadcast. How can I help you?
Hi, Pastor. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Yes, sir. How can I help you? What's your name?
My name is Dennis, and I just wanted to say that me and my mother, we listen to your broadcast, and we love it. And we really appreciate and admire your bold honesty.
Well, glory to the King. You know, the Bible says the wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. So I appreciate it, my brother.
Yes, and I'm just going to make it real quick. Fuck my pussy, suck my dick, lick my balls, eat my boners, fuck my pussy, lick my penis, fuck my cock.
Woo-wee! Y'all hear that? That's the devil, isn't it? But you got to understand, man. Penis, cock, ass, dick, shit, damn, hell, bastard. That don't shake us at all over here. So what a fool, huh? What a fool. What a damn fool. But anyway, I know one thing, though. Glory to the King. Now think about this. You got somebody that will call in and say all that stuff and give out these accolades. And see how coward they are? You follow me? But I promise you this. I guarantee you that caller will not give me his name and his address and tell me where he lives and talk to me like that in front of my face. What do you want to bet? See how the devil does, though? See, that is a devil because they can't come straight forward. See, if I was going to call in to a broadcast type of man that I am, and it was going to be somebody that I hate, you know what I mean? No, they get on real fast and they get off. That's how they do it. If it's going to be somebody that I, because if I got the number, believe me, I would have put it out over the broadcast and let everybody call it. But if it's somebody like that, I hate, I'll call in. First of all, I'll call in and say, my name is Charles Dow. I live in Lafayette, Tennessee. And I don't like your ass. And I think you're a punk-ass nigga. And I think that we need to pick and choose a ground. And I'll bust you up. That's how you do it. That's what men used to do in the old day. You understand what I mean? But, you know, they got these infeminist, sorry, wicked people today. They just don't do stuff like that because they ain't got no chutzpah and no balls. There's all this to it. But Yah has made us out of men of war. That's what we are. And that's the reason why most people can't understand Pastor Dow, because they don't understand that we are people of war. So what you just got finished listening to is a true coward. Now, if you're not a coward, call back in again. Call back in again, and let's trade some information, and let's see what we can do about this. I guarantee you, punk ass ain't going to do it. John, 708-708, Pastor Dow, you're on the Circuit 2 radio broadcast. I can help you.
How you doing, Pastor Dow?
We all right, man. What you got?
Yeah, I just had a quick question about the Passover and the feast days and, you know, the Feast of Tabernacles and things like that that's talked about in the law. I just had a particular question. When it comes down to, I'm learning about, you know, keeping the feast days and things like that and the curses that were put on the children of Israel. My question to you is that when the children of Israel were taken into captivity and things like that, and when we get down to the, you know, we talk about, what is that, 70 A.D., when Titus sacked Jerusalem, and, you know, the children of Israel had to go into Egypt, you know, and blend in to not be persecuted and things like that. And as we fast forward in time, now they are being put on slave ships and things of that nature. My question to you is, how were they able to keep the fast, the feast days, the Passover, the Sabbath, and all those things that's talked about in the law? How were they able to keep those laws when they were chained at the bottom of the slave ships? And I'm quite sure that there's no way in the world that the slave captain say, "Hey, stop the ship, unchain the slaves, and let them come up and celebrate the feast days and Passover." How is that possible?
It ain't possible. They were slaves. They were in captivity.
Right.
Their ability to resist was taken away from them.
Right. Right. So my question to you is, how do we know that the Passover days, the feast days, the Sabbath, the new moons that we are professing to be keeping? How do we know that those days and times are accurate? Well, we know in the word, he said that times and laws and seasons will be changed. So how do we even know that these days that we're keeping are accurate when he told us in the book of Second Chronicles that your feast days, new moons, have become an abomination to me? I will not.
All right, brother, he's rolling, isn't he? So I'm going to go ahead and answer some of this. Apparently, he didn't listen to my broadcast. Apparently, he didn't listen to it at all. When he's talking about seeking to change laws, times, and seasons, do they not use Sunday, first day of the week, for the Sabbath? Do they not turn around and replace our holy days with holidays? Do they not do that? See, the one thing that these people refuse to see, first of all, I want you all to listen to me very closely. See, that's a Mooney. He's a lunar Sabbath guy, all right? I want y'all to listen to me very closely. Brother Rich brought this out to me the other day, too. In all of ecclesiastical history, we can go the Bible, Josephus, Eusebius, Philo, all throughout church history. It has never, ever, ever, ever come up as part of discussion or debate on the lunar Sabbath. So where these loony people come from, I don't know. But I do know that the Father said he promised to send us a strong delusion. And if it's never, ever, ever came up, and we can just easily dispel it in the creation account, then what is going on? Somebody got to be a recipient of a strong delusion, then, don't they? See, they get on there and they get the rolling because they receive something. They get offended because you done messed them up. You done messed them up bad. The lunar Sabbath is false doctrine. It's false doctrine perpetuated and taught by people who are not filled with the Ruach HaKodesh and they are not true Israel. Simple. See, I asked him a question. I answered his question. Then he goes on and on. Then he gets to stirring up. He gets to rolling. Because they believe they're so right. It's just so sad, isn't it? They literally believe they're so right. Ah. Amazing, isn't it? Well, that's what happens when you put yourself out there on, you open it up to the general public. You know, we're on YouTube. So if you notice we don't open it up to YouTube, then you don't have all these assholes coming on here and ask, you know, stupid-ass questions because they dumb as hell. But, you know, it's one thing I ain't never understood, Brother Freeman. You know, you're a man, I'm a man, we got men in this ministry. I ain't used to these cowards in this ministry. By the way, that caller that called in, I'm still waiting on you to call back in again with your coward ass. Still talking about? Man, it's unreal. Anyway, all right, tell you what we're going to do. We're going to call it tonight. Tonight, we make history. I ain't going to sing all that. But the lunar Sabbath is false. It's an anti-Messiah, anti-Christ teaching. That's a false teaching. Y'all need to go look at my video I did on YouTube today. Did a pretty good job on it, too. Let me tell y'all something. There are always someone. Don't ever think that none of us are irreplaceable and can't be replaced. There's always someone. All right. I bless y'all. See y'all tomorrow morning. In the sweet presence, strong and victorious, mighty, overcoming name, our soon coming King, Yahshua HaMashiach. Make sure when y'all on YouTube, make sure you let the ads play so we can make a little bit of money to help pay some of these bills. Y'all be encouraged. Shabbat Shalom, the King coming. When they gonna say it? I guess they ain't gonna say it.